It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. If you are on Twitter, Facebook, follow TMZ, watch the TV show last night, you saw at some point our next guest, comedian Steve Brown, get attacked on the stage.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. This is something I thought about when we were at the band. Like, what happened? Like, people have come aggressively at the stage. Sometimes it's just to give us stuff or try to talk to us. And you'll see our security guys are always ready to kill.
And take my hat off.
Yeah.
Ugh.
People are way too bad at judging where your personal space
is. You're not part of the show. Sit down. And if you're that upset, do you really go up to fight the comedian or you just go, all right, I'm out of here?
Yeah. And I don't think that I've had comedians point me out in the crowd and make fun of me and I'm never getting upset. Steve Brown. The funny part is I don't know, and I didn't watch the video on purpose because I want to talk to Steve today, but I don't know what led up to this because I heard he was laughing.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Steve to the show. Steve, how are you, buddy?
What's up, man? How's it going?
By the way, if some sort of company doesn't give you an endorsement for your elusiveness, I don't know what will. I don't know what.
Right?
You got out of the way better than anybody I've ever seen.
Well, first off, I do take like defensive fighting courses or whatever, and you know my main thing was to try to keep him off of me, you know, and go from there and just let him kind of tire himself out until security arrived, but they never arrived.
Yeah, what kind of security do they have over there?
They had some old guy with a Sunday suit on, and he got pushed down, and he never showed back up. As a matter of fact, the guys that you saw run on stage, those were the fry cooks and guys from the kitchen. So that was another problem because now we have fry baskets burning, shrimp baskets burning.
Here's the thing. I'm watching the video again. Somebody jumps up there and wants to beat your ass. You have a couple of seconds. They have to deal with it before security comes out. In this case, security doesn't come. And this guy's trying to kill you. He's trying to hit you with the heavy part of that microphone.
Right, right, right. Well, the thing is, like I said before, security was watching it. If you see the last part of it, well it's probably before the last part, but the guy, he eventually walks off stage. He walks right by the security guy, and then the security guard walks out behind him, and then he comes back in with his shirt off, but the security guy never returns. So in my mind, the security guy was like, okay, this guy's serious, so I'm going to go in the car and go home.
The security guy didn't want to get shot either.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, where was this?
This is the Comedy House in Columbia, South Carolina.
And where are you from?
I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but I live in Atlanta now.
Okay, so you know. So if you live in Atlanta, you got to be tough. But if this was Florida and I was in the crowd, the minute that guy took the swing at you with the microphone, I would have been legally allowed to shoot him.
Exactly, and the thing is, I asked the officer who came, and I was like, so if I had put out my firearm and shot him, would I be in trouble? And he said, when he looked at the video, he said, absolutely not. You had every right to, because the guy was literally trying to kill you. You know,
yeah.
When he did swing the mic stand and it broke, he swung again and hit me on the arm and cut my arm open. I didn't know it until, you know, after I wiped up the piss, you know, when I pissed on myself.
I'm watching the video now. You do a fantastic job of shuffling your feet and looking like most people. Like, if that was me, I'd be falling like a fat turtle. I'd be laying there trying to get away.
Or just run for the door.
Yeah. You do a great job of doing like a James Brown shuffle out of the way while the guy's trying to hit you.
Well, man, you know, hey, I am a black guy. I got rhythm, okay? Come on.
You got rhythm and you got skills. I keep watching that part of when he flips that microphone over and that thing goes flying. How did he not kill somebody else in the crowd with that?
Well, actually, five other people got injured. And I think someone, the base of the microphone, I mean, the mic, it hit the wall and it slid down, but it hit another person that was in that area, and then I think a lady got her foot, I think it was crushed or something, I don't know, because people were all over the place, and it was just a scary situation, man. And you know, you were speaking of running away or whatever, you know, you just talk to keep your eye on the person at all time, but make sure you're always moving, you know, and not running away so they can tire themselves out, and when they tire themselves out, then you go into strike mode.
Yeah,
literally. Because he really got tired, and it lasted longer than the video actually showed. It was, you know, somebody just probably got the last part because he was swinging haymakers, and you know, he was getting tired, so he got tired of swinging. So he's like, you know, I can't hit this guy with my fist, so I'm going to start throwing objects at him. And, you know, that's what happened.
That's what I'd have to do. I couldn't catch you, so I'd get frustrated. So I'd try to like hit you with objects. Now, I have to ask, I know I purposely didn't watch the video of you explaining it today because I wanted to talk to you, but what led up to this? I mean, he from what I read, he was laughing and enjoying the show.
He was boohoo laughing. He really was. He was, and it was no heckle points going at, you know, I engage in my crowd, but I'm one of those comics, you know, if I, you know, tease you or whatever, it's in good, it's like in good form. In other words, we can all laugh at it, and then I'll bring it back with me, and I'll bring it back as what you call a callback, you know, whatever, and just include in the show. But there was no crowd engagement whatsoever. He's laughing with his girl and whoever he was with. And then all of a sudden, he just started glaring in his face. And, you know, I knew this because he was on the second row. And, you know, at comedy clubs, the clubs are very intimate. You're, like, right up on the comedian, right up on the stage. So I'm looking at him, and I was like, dude, are you okay, man? You all right? And he just started mumbling something, and then his girl came over to him. And then he just smacked her. And then
went from there.
He started fighting the family and everybody else, and you know the poor security. Well, he said he was security, but I don't think I personally don't think he really was security like that. But you know,
so what do we assume the guy's on drugs?
I would assume that the girl said something about, you know, possibly liking Steve, saying he's really funny, I like him, mm-hmm. or something, and then she got got mad.
Don't say that because. He might hear you say it, and he might think about it.
He's coming after you.
So for now, I've changed my whole set. Now, as a matter of fact, I'm going on stage with a football helmet on and shoulder pads.
You got to be happy. You walked away with a cut on your arm, and now you get all this worldwide press. I mean, who it would have been worse if you got hit, but you got away okay.
Hey, man, you know what? I never thought that it would come to this. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to say this. You know, I want to use this platform to really just speak out and say that clubs should be, you know, be more careful. Not careful, but just have more security for the people that bring money to your club.
Sure.
You know, for the professional entertainers, the comedians especially. You know, we need security too. We're there to do a service. And, you know, people are crazy these days, and you never know what's on their mind. Because this incident that happened to me, it had nothing to do with the show, me heckling him or anything. He just snapped. And then I find out that the guy just got out of prison. He just lost his baby girl. So it's just one of those things where he has everything going on, and possibly somebody said something to him, and he just snapped, you know, and it's like, but...
Will you be like the Pope, and will you forgive him, or does he go to jail, or what happens now?
Man, you know what? Honestly, my wife and I were talking about it, because I've actually, you know, and you guys will be the first to hear it. I've actually talked to him. I talked to his mom, and he's very apologetic. He told me a story, whatever. And, you know, the thing is, I hear you on that, bro, but at the same time, I look at the video, and you are really trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's the truth. And what does he say when you say that to him? He's like, I know, I'm sorry.
I didn't discuss that with him. I just let him. I just wanted to know why. What led up to that? What was on your mind? Why would you know? And he was just telling me all the things that he went through. And you know, I'm listening, and I'm like, okay, cool. I wish you the best, man. And you know, but you know they're coming to get you, right? You know, and I kind of left it at that. But you know, and then I look at the video, and I'm like, you know, I just can't feel sorry for you, dude. I mean, I hate what's going on with you. I hate it.
Right.
As a man, I hate it.
But it's not your fault.
Dude, I have kids, and you know, I got a power bill. I don't want my power bill late. I'm gonna pay my power bill if I'm dead.
Will have any other comedians reached out to you? Because I know when I put it on my Instagram, a bunch of comedians that we know in LA were like, "What? Where did this happen?" Because we put it up there pretty early yesterday.
All of the comedians, man, have been reaching out, man. Big names, you know, the A-list, B-list, C-list, Z-list, like myself. Everybody's been reaching out, man. And, you know, it's just an outpouring of love, because it just pretty much a nail home what comedians have been talking about for years. We need protection too. You know what I'm saying? We're here to make the world laugh, but at the same time, you know, we're not here to get beat up and plummeted on and spit on and you have bottles thrown at us. I mean, some of it is deserved.
Yeah. But, you know, not you. Well, give me, this is a little bit of a personal question, but it kind of really ties into the story. How long have you, this isn't a personal one, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy 21 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, my personal question was, what was the payday on that night? I'm trying to see if it balanced out worth what you have to possibly get your ass kicked.
It didn't balance out at all. But you know what? Trust me, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he has a way of turning things around. And I think the payday is probably going to be a little bit more now. Probably.
Would you box that guy in a 3 1-minute round match for $1,000?
I would box him just for recreation because I knew what I was doing.
No, and I'm saying if I were to organize a boxing match, because we do a punch out every year, and you were to fight that guy, would you do it for $1,000?
Why wouldn't I? That's what I mean. Like I said,
you know he would.
He would, yeah, of course. But at the same time, you know, I think it'd be fun. You know what I'm saying? I don't shy away from fun.
If we get
as long as there are no mic stands around.
No, a non-weapons match. So if we did a fully sanctioned fight where we get this guy. And we get Steve to come out, and we do a little we do a comedy show,
right? Yeah,
and then the night before, and then the next day is a punch out.
Side Splitters, yeah. Or something, yeah.
Maybe do a comedy show at Side Splitters. Everybody can come and get familiar with the comedy, and then we bring your attacker, and we bring Steve on stage, and we have them box out automatically $1,000 just for boxing, and then we put up prize money on top of that.
I think it'd be fun, guys.
Oh my God, this could be the first locked in match of this year's Punch Out.
I like
it.
Well,
listen to me. I have to tell you, you certainly impressed me with your skills as an angry fat Italian. I would want to attack and kill the guy, but you did the smart thing to avoid him, tire him out, and then you walked away with minimal wounds, a good reputation. You didn't look like a fool trying to avoid him, and now everybody is talking about the great comedy of Steve Brown, who may be fighting in our next punch out.
Very nice.
I'll tell you, buddy, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and I'm glad that you didn't get your head cut off.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys for having me.
And hopefully we'll talk to you again, maybe bring you down here to Tampa.
My man, thank you so much.
All right, buddy, there you go.
That'd be great.
Get him. But look, let's be honest, okay? No offense to Steve, because I'm sure if a guy tried to kill me and cut my head off, I'd want him to go to jail too.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we say, look, drop the charges. There's more money to be made in fighting here.
Yeah.
And we bring this goon down here, and we have Steve face-to-face with him in the boxing ring, and then put up a reward. No, the guy can't use the mic stand this time, but he does get to beat Steve up if he wants to.
Yeah, we got to see if the other guy will be available at that time.
If Steve drops the charges.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen,
although even if Steve drops the charges, I have a feeling this guy is going to be unavailable.
If you try to hit me and get away with it, and they say, well, Mr. Calta, we're going to put this guy in jail, or we could let you beat him up.
Yeah.
I will always take
beat
him up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one time when I was a bouncer in Ybor, there was a guy I had to throw out of a club, and he wanted to kill me, and mm-hmm. he came back to the club, and then the cops came, and they put him in the car.
Damn.
And they put him in the car, and they had to bring him by so that I could identify him. He's in handcuffs, and he's in the car. And they drive the car up, and they get out, and I'm talking to the cops, and they're like, we need you to go over there and officially identify him. So I go over there, and I look at him, and he sees me, and he starts kicking the door and flipping out and going crazy. And the cop walks over, and he opens the door, and he goes, listen to me! And the guy looks up, and he goes, in about 2 seconds, I'm going to park this car on the corner and put him in the back seat with you. You want that? And I goes, no. And he goes, stop kicking my door. And he closed the door. I go, can we do that? He goes, no, we can't do that.
Is that allowed?
No, yeah. He's like, no, we can't do that.
You wish they would just let you taser the guy like right then and there to get it over with?
No, I really wanted to get that guy out of the car so I can kill him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was little. Like, he was always one of those.
Tiny dudes.
Yeah, and always a tiny dude.
Napoleon angry.
Always a tiny dude.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Just like you.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta tell you, you're the lovable.
I try to be, yeah. Unless I get super wasted and, you know, start yelling.
Why am I short?
I hate my life.
In a way, you kind of want the little guy to have some balls to him. Yeah. Like my buddy Eddie was little. But Eddie will fight anybody. Well, and he'd usually win.
Unfortunately, because of Master Amir and going over there, and he makes a spar, you know, very regularly, it kind of has taken that fear away a little bit. Which I'm also learning to not have, like, you know, that false sense of security. Because just because I could spar doesn't mean I could win in a street fight.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, you got to be scrappy.
Yeah, right. Go for the eyes or the throat, like Galvin told
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah. Kah! Throat's always good.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.